Woohoo, it's Outside the Box. Hungering for solutions. Today's topic is you say yes to food. In a previous Outside the Box, I talked about saying yes as well as saying no. This is the first in a series of yeses to different aspects of our society. Today, saying yes to new ideas for food and agricultural solutions. There are plenty of ways to promote production of good food through agriculture. We don't have to depend on factory farms and use of poisons to kill pests, invasive plants, and whatever prevents us from growing healthy foods in a healthy environment. A good first step is simply to produce more food organically. This suggests smaller, locally based enterprises rather than larger multinational corporations as producers, more diverse cultivations rather than monoculture cropping, and shorter supply chains. Whenever we know who and where our food comes from, we have greater trust in its quality and safety. For example, there are many cooperatives that successfully produce or process and add value to the foods we grow or develop. A cooperative in Zimbabwe was created in 1980, made up of former soldiers who fought for liberation from colonial rule. It's still active today. It has a long, hard-to-pronounce name, the Chitswa Chirimur Utsoka Cooperative Society. Despite initial financing and weather difficulties, the co-op has not only benefited its members, but also the larger local community, many of whom are members and participate in governing the co-op. Corn, sugar beans, and sunflowers are among the crops grown. A similar consumer food buying co-op, Seikatsu, in Japan, began in the 1960s, just to buy milk directly from producers. Today it has over 420,000 members, almost all of whom are women. Despite women's diminished role in Japanese society, Seikatsu offers women a chance to fulfill leadership roles. The co-op now has its own milk-producing factory. It has branched into other forms of entrepreneurship, childcare, renewable energy, and nursing facilities, and it supports other small business ventures. It also makes public policy recommendations by encouraging its members to run for public office. While food sovereignty has been promoted for decades in this country, we do not experience it much in the U.S., with most of our food coming from other countries or other parts of our country, mostly South or West Coast. Few of us preserve, can, freeze, dry, or root cellar much of our food supply. Those of us without gardens or fruit trees are dependent on commercial food producers or, in most cases, the supermarket. We don't have a local option to fall back on. According to MOFCA, Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association, only 8% of all food consumed in Maine comes from Maine. A goal for the future is 30% by 2030. Can we achieve that? Regenerative ocean farming is a relatively new idea. It depends on shellfish to clean the water supply as well as for people to eat, and seaweed for human and animal consumption, as well as for fertilizer and soil amendments. One benefit of regenerative ocean farming is that no other inputs are needed, no soil or soil treatments, no implements, no fresh water, rain, or sun. Just bring the shellfish and sea veggies together, so they help each other. Greenwave.org is one group promoting ocean farming. If enough people embrace this new low-tech option, it may promote a whole new source of food for our world. Much of the best land for food production in the U.S. and throughout the world is owned not by you and me, but by large corporations. Over 95% of farmland in this country is owned by white people, an egregious injustice to the over 20% who are people of color and Latin heritage. Native American communities are beginning to use what they call cultural easements that allow for specific uses, like food production, without requiring legal ownership. Such easements are consistent with indigenous and African cultural beliefs and prevent the theft of land that occurred for several centuries when North America was first colonized by Europeans. As the Earth's climate and environment become more fragile, we'll need to rethink how the food we all depend on for our sustenance is produced and distributed. Saying yes to new ways to do that is crucial in adjusting to new realities. What kinds of new ways to produce and distribute food have you said yes to? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to produce as much of what I eat as possible on a small patch of ground in Bangor.